and the prayer for illumination together. Alleluia, our Christ is risen. Let us hear with joy the words that proclaim him to be alive and with us today and evermore. Amen. First reading is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. So if you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, is revealed, then you also will be revealed with him in glory. This is the word of the Lord.
Our next reading is from the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 34 to 43. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with all the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. And the prophets testify about him that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. It was early morning when we went to the tomb. After the terrible day and the waiting for the Sabbath to be over, we expected that the body would be in pretty bad shape. We didn't know how it had been treated before burial. Then as we approached the place, the strangest thing happened. The ground began to shake and an angel came and moved the great stone that sat in front of the grave. He was so impressive that the guards actually passed out. And we were frightened too, but the angel said to us, "Don't be afraid. You're looking for Jesus and he isn't here. He has been raised. Look into the tomb if you want, and then go and tell the others. Jesus will meet you there." So we did what the angel said. We ran to tell the others. And then suddenly our Master Jesus was there. We were all amazed and overcome, and we worshiped him right then and there. Jesus then told us not to be afraid, but to go to our other brothers and sisters in Galilee and tell them that he was alive and would see them there. And we did. We went to them with this glad news. Jesus is alive.
The women had been out of the tomb this morning. The other disciples and I haven't been yet. After what happened, we scattered, but then came back together to the room where we would be safe. I was really embarrassed because even though I had promised the Lord that I would stay with him and never betray him, as soon as I was challenged, pointed out as one of Jesus' followers, I denied him. I denied him and let him go to his death alone. But when the women came back this morning, they had a strange and wonderful story to tell. An angel came to them and rolled away the stone at the Lord's tomb, and he was not there. When they came to us, they told us that the angel said that they should not be afraid, but that Jesus was not there. He had risen as he predicted. As they were coming to us, there he was in front of them. What joy they had in seeing their Lord once again, knowing he was not dead but alive. I don't know how this can be, but I do know this. I will seek his forgiveness and be his disciple as long as I live. For Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive!
Last Friday was not a good day. We crucified an innocent man, a man who was the Son of God. I was only doing what the commanders told me to do. But when it was finished and the sky was so black and the temple curtain was ripped with a loud, thunderous crash that we could hear all the way to Golgotha, well, I knew. I just knew this man was the Son of God. We crucified the Son of God. This morning, they're saying that his body is gone. I don't know how that could be. I saw them place it in the tomb myself. The religious leaders are saying that his disciples stole it and took it away, but I don't know. They ran away after he was arrested, and we didn't see any one of them again, except the one who came for the man's mother. Is it possible? Could it be possible that this truly was the Son of God? If he had come back to life, as they say, is it possible that I could come to know him, could become one of his followers? Why not? What have I got to lose? If what they say is true, then anything is possible, because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.
My son, my poor son, crucified like a common criminal. Where were all of his supporters? Where were all of those people who claimed to love him so much? How could this have happened? Losing a child is the worst pain a mother could know. And losing him like this, how will I ever get over it? Except this morning, the women came to the house where we are all staying with some incredible news. They had seen Jesus alive. My son is alive. I don't know how this can be, but after the pain of losing him, I can barely hope that it's true. Maybe now people will see that he was not the criminal that he was made out to be. Maybe now people will believe that he is God's son. I know he is. I was there at the beginning, wasn't I? Maybe now his name will be remembered. Maybe now his teachings will be followed. I always knew he was special, and I always knew he would be taken back to God one day. But maybe now I can see him one last time. Oh, my goodness, Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. This is good news indeed. Amen. We have a symbolic action to take place this morning. On the table over here with the green cloth, we have candles that are available to light in honor of the light that Christ brings to the world. You can also light a candle in honor or remembrance of someone in your life or someone that you know. And there are white ribbons that are also available to attach to the cross. You can see some of them attached already. There are adhesive dots here, and what you do is you pull the plastic piece off and the dot will stick to it, and then you attach it to the ribbon and you can stick it to the cross. And then you can take another ribbon with you to either wear for the day or to take home or to give away to someone. The ribbons say love, remember, hope, and believe. And so you may choose any word that you want. Please come forward as you feel called.